minutes to 10 on the morning program, 922-11882. If you'd like to talk to me this morning, you can email mornings@6pr.com.au or SMS 0487 999 882. Now, do your kids have egg allergies? Melbourne researchers who have done a lot of work on peanut allergies, and they basically found about 4 in 5 kids who previously had peanut allergies were then able to safely eat peanuts. They're now turning their minds to egg allergies. On the line from Murdoch Children's Research Institute, paediatric allergist and immunologist, Professor Mimi Tang, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Thank you for your time. Now, tell us about the peanuts first and then why that matters for the eggs.
Okay. So previously we tested a new treatment approach for peanut allergy, and we found that, as you said, 4 out of 5 children achieved something called remission at the end of treatment, which basically meant we couldn't show that they still had peanut allergy at the end of treatment. And we followed those kids up for 4 years after treatment was completed, and a large number of them, about 70% of those initial treatment responders, still had remission 4 years later. So what we are thinking now is, let's test this approach in another food allergy. And we selected egg allergy because it's the most common allergy affecting children. We know that, you know, around 8% of babies actually suffer from an egg allergy. And in the past, we thought that most kids grew out of their egg allergy before they got to school. But it turns out many of them are still suffering from egg allergy through their primary school years. So now we are basically wanting to test our treatment approach in egg allergy. And if it works, it's pretty exciting because it would mean that we can roll out this treatment approach for other food allergies.
So how do you figure out if the principle for peanuts works for eggs too? What's involved in the study work from here?
Yeah, so what we need to do is a randomized trial with a control group. We're very lucky because we secured National Health Medical Research funding, NHMRC funding, for our study, and we're recruiting 80 children and adults, but in our hands we're just recruiting children with egg allergy. And what we'll do is we'll just roll them through the same therapy approach. It's an 18-month treatment, and at the end of that we test for whether or not the allergy is still there.
It can be quite debilitating, can't it? And it becomes a constant source of anxiety, not just for kids, but for their parents as well. You sort of live life on tenterhooks, really.
Oh, spot on. So the problem with food allergy at the moment is all we can say to patients is avoid your allergen, and we know that's going to fail. So we'll also teach you how to treat allergic reactions, and we might give you an EpiPen to help with that part of it. Now, the problem for patients is, you know, the vigilance that's required to avoid an allergen all the time, the unpredictability of having a reaction when that, you know, falls through, and then the possibility that it could be a serious reaction causes a really significant impact on quality of life. And studies have shown that kids with food allergy and their families have a quality of life similar to that of a child with diabetes.
Wow.
So where, you know, we might just flippantly say, oh, it's just a food allergy, but actually it's as serious for the family as diabetes.
Yeah.
And to your point about, you know, how the burden on their lives, you have a think about how many foods contain egg. It's such a common ingredient in our diet that children with food allergies to egg really do find it difficult to avoid egg. So, you know, if we can help them by switching off the allergy, allowing them to eat egg if they want to, or foods that contain egg, I think that would make a very significant impact on them.
I agree entirely. And aside from that, I mean, it's just sad, the thought that someone could grow up not being able to have a scrambled eggs or a poached egg. I mean, what a tragedy.
I know. That's my go-to breakfast on a weekend.
Well, I hope you enjoy it tomorrow. Professor Mimi Tang, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Mimi Tang, paediatric allergist and immunologist at Murdoch Children's Research Institute.